Recording.
All right, let's call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Perry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Here.
Okay, you can join me now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing, if you so choose, as we pray. Lord, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you, Father, that you are the giver of all wisdom. And as a board, we thank you for providing us with that wisdom. As we go forth and we listen to the issues of our town, we listen to their hearts, and we make the best decisions to benefit this town now and in the future. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. Amen.
All right. Public comments. Do we have any? All right. Are you
just,
it?
I didn't just come to grace you with my pretty face.
I miss you when you're out here.
You never know.
Oh, thank you. All right, it's all
okay.
You.
Although it has nothing to do with why I came here, I'll register my opinion on your new business. On discussion of 2020-04, an ordinance allowing for more gaming machines, the only question I would have of the board is, does that increase the village's portion of the revenue, or is that just simply a support for business?
We get the same revenue on from regardless. It's all a percentage that... I don't know exactly how it is. It's like a third to the state, a third to the village, and a third to the owner, or something like those lines. It's
okay.
So no matter, it would increase it, I guess, if they gamble more money.
I've never put 10 cents in one, so I have no idea how they work. And on discussion approval of ordinance 2020-05, an ordinance imposing a tax on cannabis, obviously I'm in favor.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just came to...
That doesn't mean we're getting a dispensary, though. It just means we're approving the tax for the dispensary if we ever.
Oh no, I understand. That's so you're not behind the eight ball if you do an ordinance and everything happens fast.
Yep, exactly.
I get it. It's smart. The real reason I'm here is I'm still trying really hard to close out this nuisance file that y'all have had ongoing. The last time I came in, the answer that I got was, "We're making progress. Talk to the chief." The chief said, "I don't know what their criteria is. They just sent me out to inspect it." I need a little more definitive answers than those guys. I don't want to be on the list. At the same time, I don't want to go currently to take draconian actions on my property that aren't necessary to satisfy the board. I need some kind of an answer. And while I can't even call a law firm to send me a letter because they don't know. I tried that. They don't know why. Y'all sent them a general letter along with the ordinances that were apparently violated at the time. And I guess that's, I'm having real troubles getting answers. Answers is all I really need.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you ever get an answer on your fence?
No.
Okay.
No, if I had, we'd have something across the front so Justin couldn't see my property. I mean, nothing personal.
You know what? And make it easier.
Right.
I mean, not harder, I guess.
Yeah. Well, if it's all concealed behind the fence, then it's nobody's business. No,
let me see if I can get an answer on that.
Although, after a little bit of investigation, when I applied for the fence permit, there was some back and forth. The south side of the property was approved because of an agreement between me and the landowners to that side. That fence doesn't actually sit on the property line. But because I submitted an agreement along with photographs of the agreed line, etc., he approved that side.
There's a no man's land behind your house, and that's where Mark was supposed to figure it out.
It's not behind my house. It's to the
north
side.
This house.
Side,
yeah.
Yes, you're correct.
What's that thing that you give pictures of, the GIS?
GIS.
The GIS clearly shows the north property line. Whether it's correct or not is irrelevant. That's where it, I was told that that's the gospel Bible, and it shows the north property line being the accepted line between my property and theirs without the no man's land.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd really like to put it to bed.
We'll ask Mark again about the fence thing, and then your last meeting with Danny, what was decided, Justin?
Well, we need to know what you want. Do you want the RV boat car gone? I don't have anything to really, I guess, go on of what we're looking for.
I don't have an answer right now. Let's review the ordinance and see where we're going from there. Because I don't want to give you a wrong answer.
No, I understand.
And I know there's questions that had to be on crushed stone, and there's like these requirements in there. I can't quote them verbatim. And,
okay.
And I know you have rock there.
Yes.
And let's look into that.
Yeah, because I'm not going to spray Roundup on it because it kills people, and I think it's against the law to spray diesel fuel on it, which works really well. But
I would imagine.
That's what we did in the Army. okay.
But he has gotten, there was a trailer that was there, gone, picked up some, he has been helping us out and trying to get where we need to get. We just need to know where we need to get.
Right. We'll just keep in communication with Justin. Let me redo a little research.
What we really need is a fence so the nosy neighbor will stop calling complaints.
That would help.
Yeah.
The fence you built was really nice. I like it.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't cover the whole yard.
No, it does not. But
and again, I'm up against a wall on that side, largely because I was honest enough to turn in the survey. The longer that I go, the older I get in life, the more I'm learning that honesty with government is stupid. Just period, stupid. Thank you all for your time.
Right, thank you.
And I would greatly appreciate, do you have my contact information?
I do.
Okay. I would greatly appreciate some kind of contact without having to come back and take up time.
We'll see what we can do in your house this week.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, I guess Matthew, you're up.
Good luck with that. That'd be a good plan.
Get well. I don't have a whole lot on the agenda for this evening. I just had a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Our current bucket truck is out of service right now. We didn't have it inspected last year. OSHA came in last week. They ran through it, but everything in the maintenance department. So we're correcting issues there. Like I said, bucket truck's out of service. Keys are out of it. I don't want to spend any more money on it right now until we decide if we are going to purchase that other truck that I had.
Which we should know something in about a month, so.
So, as of right now, it's not being used. The R&R services quote, I just looked at this a little while ago. I've got $4,700 in tree maintenance remaining. We have maintenance streets and walks. I still have $30,000 in there and equipment rental $463. That gets me almost $36,000 there. And I believe that was the R&R services, that was $12,500. What we can do with that, we can either not dispose of the leaves this year. That'd probably be 3 to 4 loads. I don't remember what that was per load, $300 or $400, I think, from on that quote. I would prefer just to have everything done so it's cleaned up again. But that's kind of where we're at on that. So I still, like I said, I still have $35,000, around $36,000 in streets, maintenance of streets and walks.
Is it 36? 35? Because I thought you said 30 earlier. I just wrote down 30, so.
Maintenance of streets and walks, I have 30,500, yes. So okay. That was everything combined for the.
Okay.
That we could take out for the dump cleanup. I've got three companies coming to do, look at sidewalk mud jacking next week. So we should have a better number on that as well. We've got three companies.
Do we think that number will be better than just tearing it out and pouring new?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we've done that in the past. So I've got one company coming out of, I think they're out of Urbana, and a couple, they're, I think, Springfield area, so.
What sidewalk is this for?
Multiple locations around town.
Oh, I thought it was just one. Okay.
No. So we've got that. I've also got three companies looking at the large meter replacements in town. I think we have, as far as I can tell, all the other small meters, residential size meters, replaced in town. We do have two that are snowbirds. They won't be back for a little while longer. So once they get back, we'll get those in. I think we have 15 we're trying to get replaced on this by a licensed plumber. We've got two that we're going to do ourselves that are a lot easier. So I thought I'd have at least one quote back. I don't have that one back yet, but I should have something by the next meeting, which I won't be here for. So I'm having Bob Brown come in tomorrow. We've got it's either a storm sewer that's creating a hole in Broadway Street, or it's a sanitary service tied into the storm, because we just found another one of those down the street from this. So he's coming in tomorrow to dig this up.
Where's Broadway?
Just south of the elevator.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So between Elizabeth and Calhoun. After we had our OSHA inspection, we're not doing anything over 4 feet deep at all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can I have a copy of that report?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll email it to you guys.
Yeah.
The only other thing I wanted to ask, since Tim's not here, do we want to go ahead and put the Broadway and Reynolds back out for bid and construction? That would fall into next year's budget.
I think that's what the consensus was.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, we already have the engineering done, so.
Yeah, it's just rebidding that. So if that's the case, I can let Tim know. We can get that scheduled. And like I said, it's better to get our projects bid early before everybody has their plates full.
Yeah, I want to say we talked about making Reynolds an alternate.
Okay.
Was that right?
I know we talked about it, but we never did.
Because Broadway is the one that has to get done. Reynolds is kind of
getting
there, but
yes.
If it's too high, we can back out a little bit.
So we'll bid them together. And then bid Reynolds as an alternate. I didn't know that we had approved that last meeting. So.
Yeah, we didn't vote on it, but I think the straw poll was to go for it because we need those fixed. will cost us, do you think, to have it taken back out the bid?
He said probably $1,000, $1,500.
Which that is covered in our contract with them, so we have that. We have that.
Yes.
Whatever it's called, the right. Engineering contract, yeah. Where we can. All right, cool. So I just need a motion to go ahead with it, have a bid.
I'll make a motion to approve Broadway and Reynolds Street Water Main Project for bid. To rebid or.
Second.
Bubba?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right.
That's all I've got. Since Tim's not here to discuss those other things, I just wanted to get that.
And then are we in discussion with them about the grant? For the sidewalks and stuff?
He was going to look into it because
okay.
we talked about that last time, Tim. We did the bid opening, bid opening.
Oh, for the.
I think, yeah. And Tim was going to look into the sidewalk grant.
For the safe routes?
Safe routes, yeah.
Because
okay. I would really like to do that. And then that would, I mean, that's your sidewalk budget for the next 10 years if we got it.
They're still going to be on the sidewalks.
Well, I know, but it's like we could spend, I mean, if we got that grant, we could do a lot of
sidewalks. We could do a large chunk.
Right.
A huge chunk.
Some of it's new.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about the mud jacking of sidewalks, in your best guess, how many feet are we talking? Do you already, have you already identified the places you want these?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got like 8 pages. So.
Can you send that list out to us? And then
yeah.
They can, people can just look at it and they can see where you guys have.
Yeah.
And you have, do you have them ranked?
No.
Okay.
No. So basically, more to the question, the 30,000 you have for maintenance of streets and walks, how much do you think that project would take out of that?
What we usually do is about a week's worth of work, which falls right around $5,500 to $6,000. That's kind of where I'm trying to stay at with that. So I don't think we need to redo, we don't need to do all these at one time. Some of these we'll probably have to do some replacement on. I'm just going to see if they could. There's one sidewalk in particular over by the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
It's lower than the ground, sort of on either side, so it stands full of water all the time. I was going to see if they could jack that back up. If they can't, that's one we'll have to replace. So, just try, and that's like probably 25 feet in there. So, it'd be a lot cheaper to jack that back up if we can. Mm-hmm.
So,
replace that.
The reason I ask is because this is an area you identified for the R&R contract, and to do that contract, you'd be asking for over half of the R&R to come out of that streets and walks. Would you, if you, to ensure that you maximize that budget, would there be additional streets that you could also do and still be able to, if we say yes, go ahead and do the R&R with money from that contract, would there be additional streets or sidewalks that you could also fit into the
budget? This year's budget.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Because I've still got a little bit of crack sealing up in Deer Path we need to do on Walnut Street.
Mm-hmm.
On that to kind of finish that area up. So I think we've got a lot of the other areas done. But then once you get done with that, then it goes into the seal coating. We need to get the seal coating done on those areas following that. So is it enough? Definitely not.
Right.
But will it get us a start? Yes. What I was trying to do is kind of hold some of that money back with the finances we had last year so I didn't spend everything. But I know there's things that need to be done too, so.
Okay. I have a question. I was going to ask you today, and I drove by tonight, and they were actually fixed. The potholes on Bourne, they were done today. So is that just road pack that's put on those now and then sealed, or is that just what
that's just a cold mix? Okay. And since it's not rolled in, it's not compacted, it probably won't stay. It's kind of a temporary fix. IDOT does it. Other municipalities do it in the winter. It's just more of a temporary fix than anything else. If you put rock in it, it's going to be right back out. This will stay a little bit longer than putting rock
in. So when will it actually be fixed? Like you said, it's temporary right now. Will spring, whenever?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, those were like two, three, I mean, they were
two-bedroom apartments.
They were thick, and they were three right by the turn and the stop sign. I mean, and they were right by the stop sign in the middle of the road.
Yep.
So I was just wondering if that's just, if it is temporary, when will that be?
Whenever we get our next budget, weather gets better, when we get our, we'll get a roller, we're going to roll that in, that tends to hold that stuff in a lot better.
Okay.
Then we'll
oil and chip over it too.
Yep.
Which there's no oil. I assume there's no oil yet available. It's shut off in the wintertime, so.
But thanks for doing that.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about your hole that we got? You guys went and checked out. Yeah, the hole in the street that's forming, the manhole, and
that's kind of the one I discussed.
That's
the one Bob Brown's gonna come in and look at. He's gonna start digging that up tomorrow. Like I said, I think that's, it's either a storm break, it's on the storm line, or it's where the sanitary line's coming in there.
Okay.
We don't know yet till we get that dug up, so.
For the R&R quote, didn't we talk about burning?
I don't have a problem.
Last time?
I
mean, it was brought up.
We brought it up. And,
save $12,000 and just all you have to do at that point is worry about hauling leaves away instead of paying somebody to grind and haul everything.
I mean, what's it cost to get the fire department out there for?
I don't even need that.
Isn't there a hydrant?
He doesn't need that. He just pulls a pile out and burns it. Pulls the pile out and burns it.
Get it nice and hot.
That says
there's
$12,000.
Well, I know. And trust me, this has been an issue since they passed them. Well, we passed the burning. I can't say they, because I was on the board. Passed the burning ordinance. I'd like to pass the buck on that one, but and if we decide to burn it, we'll. The reason why it got passed was because there's a lot of people with asthma and different things that were at the board meetings asking for us to pass it.
I mean, that would be well.
It would save us
$12,000.
You're correct.
We need to do it. If we're going to burn it, we
need
to do it
now.
And
that would be the time to do it. Well, not now because it's warmed up a little bit. But
no,
as soon as it
now's still the time.
Get a cold snap, and then
the
windows are closed.
You have about another 45 days.
Yeah, this isn't a 3-day job.
Yeah.
Of burning out there. I mean, and then we didn't. Brush pickup was supposed to start Monday. We didn't do that because it was so wet. But I know there's some piles out there right now, so we'll be back out there picking brush up again. So,
do you know who cut the trees down in front of Hand in Hand today?
They're taking down the what's it called?
Are they ash trees?
No,
they took a bunch of trees
down.
They're taking down the house.
The house. The church is taking down the house there, so they take down the trees to get the house out. So,
I was just curious.
So I imagine the contractor is taking that house out.
We do have Amarin's coming back in 3 to 4 weeks, I think. I asked Rena to put on the website if people have trees that are in the right of way, just send us a note, call in, email, whatever. We can get those looked at. If they're close enough to a power line, Amarin will take them down for us. If not, we'll determine what's unsafe and get those down early as we can. So, anything else for me?
I don't think so. Any other questions, guys?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Justin.
Okay, first thing I've got is, well, we did have a phone call today regarding the cameras. I wasn't involved, I was at the jail. Brian was on it. It sounds like maybe the next couple of weeks, hopefully, we should be getting cameras in.
In March.
Then we'll have some on-site training. Brian will be here, we'll get everything set up the way it should be, and then we should be up and running, hopefully. And then another thing that I wanted to just kind of bring up was a proposal, kind of maybe a tweak on the snow routes. Basically, right now, if we get more than 2 inches of snow and if somebody is parked in a snow route, we tow the vehicle. Which works. I towed a few. It seems to be, there seems to be less and less vehicles are parking on the snow routes. But like the last snow we had, me getting a tow truck is difficult when every other department in the county is handling crashes and using tow trucks and pullouts and everything else. So I was wondering if maybe we could come up, if I could have some other options of maybe writing a ticket.
Say add a fine to the snow ordinance?
Something along that lines.
There's
no,
I would be all for a fine
instead of you having to worry about towing, just writing down addresses.
I mean, I can, yeah, I mean,
I mean, we could, I think we should add a fine, but also leave the tow on there too.
Right.
In case this person gets three fines,
right,
and it's like, okay, they're not learning.
Right. It just like, the other, it was, I mean, I was just listening to the radio and county is tow.
Yeah.
And me getting a car removed for parking in a snow route is going to be at the bottom of the list and may take a while before that.
Snow may melt.
Yeah.
Well, you did a good job knocking on doors and making phone calls too. And
at
least the maintenance guys did too a little bit.
They'll leave us with some options and hopefully still be effective to get the roads open.
Hopefully not till next year, but like if we know snow's coming, maybe put a pamphlet on their windshield wiper, just something. You've done that? Okay.
And
it may just be a thing of every couple of years, just do that, just remind everybody. Not every year, but.
And we can move up that rave system where we can actually put the snow route in there,
mm-hmm,
and then it sends out a notification, hey, snow route's in effect. You've got the next 2 hours to get your vehicles out.
Well, and Rena's even put out the snow route on the website. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
do you have the snow route in that rave yet?
I think Rena's just listed out the roads that are snow routes. I don't know if we actually have a map.
Are there signs?
They're signed.
Mm-hmm. Can we text people?
They're signed very well.
Are they? Yes. If they're signed up for a rave, that's the other issue.
True. So, anything else? That's a great idea. Let's work on that. I think my goal is we need to get the zoning ordinance put in our book that's all nice and codified. You get the old zoning ordinance out so it's online. What I would like to do every November is all the ordinances that we have. Like we're gonna pass new ordinances, we're gonna change ordinances,
mm-hmm,
we're gonna do a lot of that stuff. So every November I wanna send them to the codifiers. So they'll update our books, they'll update the online and all of that. So kinda like the personnel manual that we're all working on, or you're working on, the rest of us are up. but same thing, all the ordinances. If you go through the ordinance book in your leisure, you're setting your something to go to sleep by, if you find stuff in there that needs taken out, like the $5 fine for conceal carry, stuff like that, mark it, bring it to the board so we can get them out, and then in November we'll send all that to the codifiers, and the online, every November, December, the online will actually be correct. So, cool. Anything else?
No, that's all I've got.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
What kind of fine would be reasonable?
How much does it cost to tow?
Do you want
to?
Yeah, right.
That was like $200.
Probably, I would say $200 to $300. I don't know for sure, but it's.
Do you want a flat fee or you want it tiered?
By number of violations.
$175 is a good starting point.
I say just do it as a set amount, and then after two.
I'd rather have it be flat too. I fails.
Yeah, and after two or three, have it towed. If it's
well, you can keep tracking. If it's the third time you towed this vehicle this year, then
PP in our system, it'll we can. Yeah, we can keep track of that.
So, $100, flat fee.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
If towing's $200,
I wouldn't want to go over $100.
So, okay, we'll have Brandy write that ordinance up. Is it okay?
Perfect.
Okay. What else we got?
Bills?
I'll make a motion for the bills as presented.
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. I need a motion for the executive session.
I'll make a motion to approve the executive session minutes from February 18th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Make a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes from February 18th and 25th of 2020.
Second.
Buffo?
All in favor? Oh, it's.
Oh, no.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Perfect. We went out of order and then I was.
We did.
That was my fault.
All right. Approved car track for Martin Hood Contract Providing Services. What's up already? Here's the question on the table. We've talked about going out to another auditor. Thoughts?
We need to.
They've done our audit for I don't even know how many years.
And like I explained the last time.
It's too late at this point.
It's too late at this point.
Right.
Okay.
That's something you need to look into
so,
in the fall.
I need to approve the Martin Hood Contract for Auditing Services. Started. And then if you guys want to do a different auditor, let's put that out to bid in the next 6 months or so.
I'll make a motion to approve that contract.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Let's see, no special events, no sales presentations. Okay.
Nice.
I was hoping Mark would be here. He had a thing. He has at. Any questions on the two ordinances that are on here to be approved? The ordinance allowing more gaming machines. Essentially, the state upped it to six machines.
From five.
You had a question that you thought we were charging wrong.
So I emailed Mark about it. The statute only allows us to charge $25, but our ordinance says $50.
I thought we wrote that right out of the statute last time.
It may have been, but as of January 1st, 2020, it went down. It's 25.
So it's reduced.
For non-home rule units of government.
So let's reduce that to 25. And
let's make sure Mark.
Mark actually said this new ordinance sets the fee at 25, which is what the statute provides for. I'm not sure where the $50 came from, but see this as a chance to correct the ordinance.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So bump that down to 25 in the ordinance, and then I think the way the wording was in the ordinance was we will allow as many as the state allows.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Because I asked him how many does that mean, because was the ordinance written now to be six, because it only showed six? It didn't show its previous five.
Yeah.
So he said that without us putting the number in there, it just allows us to go with whatever the state raises or lowers it to at any given time without having to go back and change it every time.
What about the fee? Can we do that for the fee too?
We're reducing the fee down. Oh, yeah.
So
can
we just say that for the fee, whatever the state?
Whatever the state allows for the fee. And then that way when it changes.
And we don't have to approve it for ordinance.
Yeah,
maximum
allowance fee.
Yeah.
On the fee. That's perfect.
Okay.
So with those two changes, can you make those changes?
Yep.
Brandon will make those changes. And then you want to go ahead and approve the ordinance with those two changes in there?
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2020-0-4 and ordinance allowing for more gaming machines, or really allowing for.
whatever the state allows,
right,
as well as the
yeah.
fee will be whatever the state allows.
With the changes discussed.
Second.
Roll call, right?
Bevo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Abstain.
Okay, so the next ordinance is, my thought was, whether we get a dispensary or not, we're going to do a referendum. Did you all got the email from Rena? So we can't get it on this a ballot, so we're going to have to wait till the November ballot. So my thought was to go ahead and pass the tax. Whether it passes or not, that we can have dispensaries, the tax is done, and it's out of the way. So if they vote, if the citizens at the meeting vote, no, we don't want a dispensary in town, it's doesn't matter. I mean, the taxes
at the polls
vote, they don't want it. We won't get it. We won't pass it. But the ordinance will be there in case in future boards they decide to look at it again.
So we decided to have them on the ballot?
Yeah, we're going to do a referendum. Is that okay? I thought that was the general consensus of everybody.
Did
I misspeak for people? Okay.
I think that's the most reasonable way to do that.
I thought it was discussed. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
I didn't think we just said yes. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I was like, I thought the general consensus was, so that's why I kind of went with it.
Fine with it. I was just asking,
yeah.
Did we, because I don't remember.
I think it was just based on.
We talked about, but.
Yeah, based on feedback here and others that were online, everyone was saying, take it to the people, let the people decide.
And plus, I didn't know how to do it. So that was, I was going to research that, which I didn't. Rena did. I'll give her complete credit for that, because that's what she did in the offices, you know, her other job. So she did the research. We can't get on the board. In the next couple months, we'll have to get it. We'll do a resolution here, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that resolution, we'll file it with the county, and then they'll put it on the ballots. So is everybody good with that?
And we have to do that by July so it can be put in August.
Correct. So I figure the next meeting or two, maybe we'll just pass it and then. Okay, so I need if you guys want to put that ordinance on the books, the tax ordinance for the cannabis, I need a motion.
I make a motion to approve ordinance 2020-0-5.
Second.
Roll call.
Pepo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Abstain.
All right. Nothing really discussed in the nuisance. I did not see that email on the board packet.
It's right next to the cannabis.
Harlan, did you want
to
talk?
It's right next to the cannabis tax ordinance.
My brain is not working tonight.
Are we talking about that?
Cats? Well, the cat thing. Cats. Justin, did you see that? The thing about the cats?
No.
Bunny Moore has got, like, I think she had like 20 some cats on her back porch. She said the neighbors are all feeding them. So we need to get, can you make sure they get sported?
We've got all the cage trash we have at their house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we could.
Oh, we have two.
Four.
Two big ones. That has the cats on the nuisance list, though, right?
Well, can you touch base with Bunny and find out what neighbors are feeding these stray cats?
I know what.
And then can you have a chat with the neighbors? Because they're making the problem worse.
Are they just stray cats?
Yeah, they're stray cats, and they're feeding them.
Feral cats.
So, which is causing them to breed and do more. And we have a lot of our town people are trapping coyotes and killing the coyotes, which the predators to the cats are the coyotes. So
yeah, we had a lot less cats than we had coyotes.
Yes, when we had the coyote problem, we had a lot less cats. So it's circle of life. So bring back the coyotes, and the cat population will go down.
Bring back the coyotes.
Especially.
Maybe put some foxes.
So, if you could please follow up with them, I'd appreciate it.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the email that we got about someone complaining about the prayer at the meeting. Terrence, do you want to add?
I appreciate this person's concern. When this new administration began, there was a there was an ask to do prayer after the pledge. There were, that ask was one specifically to our community, to the churches to potentially do that. And when that wasn't happening, I was asked to do it, and I gladly stepped up to do it. As far as legally, we are not breaking any laws. There's nothing in the Constitution concerning separation of church and state, and nor in any of the amendments. And even the Supreme Court, as late as 2014, has twice been on the side of allowing prayer in public meetings by government officials. So, based on the type of prayer that I pray, we are not breaking any rules, laws, or anything. I am in favor of continuing it. I am not the only voice on this board.
I prefer if it came from an outside person, not representing the board. When it started, that was the premise. It was going to be rotate through the ministers in the area, whoever wanted to do it. It could even be an individual, just a citizen. It just doesn't sit right with me having a board member doing it. I read the same Supreme Court decisions you did to find out if it was okay or not. When we have somebody that says, hey, this makes me feel uncomfortable that you're doing this, the new rule of society is be open and inviting, and if doing something like this that isn't a requirement of the meeting is making somebody feel like they're not represented or included, do we need to continue that? Those are my thoughts on it. But if, like I said, if it's on there and anybody else wanted to come do it and not one of us, I'd be okay with that. Because even that person, whoever, wants to come in and say a prayer to Satan, I'll let anybody do it.
To say a prayer to Satan, is that what you
said? If that's
say?
What they want. It's not my cup of tea, but...
So the prayer isn't for the people out there. It's, as the Supreme Court said in their decision, they look at it as an invocation petitioning for us before we take on the gravity of the decisions we as a board have to make. It's not for the people. It's not us asking the people to stand, bow their heads. That's why I always offer it, welcome them, but I've never said, please stand, please bow your head. I've been very careful in how I do that. I hear what you're saying, but I definitely personally would not agree with that.
Another thought was brought up is each board member, if you want to split it up at the meetings, and you can even say a quote or a saying, like Abraham Lincoln or something along those lines, and we can spread it out a little bit. Is it something that, is it something you want to vote on if we take it off the agenda or leave it on? What's your general, I don't want to, it's an awkward thing. I don't want
to. So I don't see what's wrong with it. I mean.
But you want to vote on it. You want to call for a vote to adjust the agenda.
So I don't need to vote if there's consensus one way or the other. It doesn't matter to me.
anybody want to add something to it? All I've got is 2 and 1. But, and that's fine. That's consensus of the people that want to talk about it. That, so we'll leave it on there for now. All right, anything else for the good of the order? Anything? Did I forget something?
Do you want to go to executive session? You tell me.
You have one more.
I got your text, so I can't charge you for being here. But
oh, that's okay.
I was already in town. So.
Does anybody have any questions for Mark since he's here? So we can make him earn a little bit of his money.
No, I'm not going to charge you.
I do have a question concerning the cannabis tax. It was voted in.
Yes.
But it was voted in at a 3%, which currently is the state maximum.
That's correct.
Would it make more sense if the board is going to, if the village is going to have that, to change the language to be the maximum allowable?
That's a great question. And we thought about that. When you tax something, the courts tend to hold you to a tight standard to abide by the law. And my worry would be that might not be sufficient. The same language might not be interpreted in the same way as the number of licenses that we did.
Okay.
So I could be wrong, but I think the safe thing to do is just do the 3%.
And revisit it
anytime. If we get a chance. And the odds are higher that we would have, you know, more licenses added later, and that way we don't have to revisit, which is why, and I think we'd get less scrutiny, which is why we did the ordinance the way we did it.
Okay. I thought about that when we were motioning.
And then we passed the gaming ordinance, but we changed a couple things on it. We moved the $25 and is there anything that changed?
The amount of gaming?
Yeah, the $25.
That was it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That $25 versus 50.
Yeah, that's it. That's
maximum
how we changed it.
So okay. That might be another one.
Oh, I'm okay with it. Who's going to take it a quarter over 25 versus
50
or whatever? I mean, that's different than 3%, 5% or something on like that. And we don't know what the state legislature is going to do later, and we're trying to grandfather in if that helps us, and it may not, but that's why we passed the tax. I think you're fine. I'm comfortable with it.
Cool. Anything else?
The thing that you said to me as we were leaving back there.
All right, we'll go to executive session for a hot minute. So.
Did you want
to be hot? It's freezing in here. Okay.
It's not cold in here.
Did you want to talk about the other email we got, or
which one's that?
From regarding the duplex.
Oh. Here's the problem.
We have to.
We can talk about it. No, because I've answered a couple emails about this. We have a trying to put it nicely.
Ideas were thrown out on that day, but nobody locked into this particular idea. And so I think someone picked up on it and wanted to just make sure that their voice was heard. But
exactly.
I don't think that anybody in this room
grabbed
on this and said,
it would have to go before the zoning board, and all the neighbors would be notified. And the neighbors could come in here and say, hey, we want it or don't want it.
No.
And then the zoning board would have to take a vote on it. And then after the zoning board takes a vote on it, then it would have to come to our board. And those neighbors that have a problem with it or are for it can actually come to our board and express their concerns at our board too. So even if we had a developer come in with a plan and everything, it would have to go before those two boards. So and everybody would be, everybody around that property would be notified. So it's not something the board can just do. So,
and in the Zillow listing for the property, it says potential use residential single family, residential multifamily. So that may be where some people are getting concerned.
And I mean, and in truth, we've had one person inquire about it. Heck, we had a couple people want to move their trailers into it. And
it's climbing trees.
No. So, but.
So that's where that's at. So any other questions we need to discuss?
Yes.
All right, make a motion.
Motion to go into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing possible litigation.
Oh, no, I don't know that. No.
Yeah. Don't say.
Oh, you know what? You can. You can go ahead, because I know. We'll, I know.
It'd have to be imminent litigation. It can't be possible.
That's just what it says right here. That's what.
Do you want to, someone want to step over and tell me what the
litigation is? That should be that guy.
Okay. Because you have to make a finding of it being imminent. There's, it's not just, you don't have to make a motion. If we're already in litigation,
about what he said to me. I have no idea what it was. It was about, it was just a passing comment.
Some of these used to just, you press it, it goes off, as opposed to having a paper.
Nothing's top secret.
Maybe we'll just replace the ones that are in the ceiling. You don't have any mess on the table.
Yeah, just one microphone with steerable. All right, no executive session. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aren't you glad I came?
Yes, thanks, Mark. I don't feel.